Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, September 15th, 2021 here, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday, and more insanity to ensue here. We have a lot to talk about today. It's a busy news day. We'll get to the phones as soon as we can. Meanwhile, Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you finally are allowed to call on in. So let's get right on into it. And before you ask, yes, I do hate being right all the time. Governor Gavin Newsom prevailed in the California recall battle and was, you know, out there slamming everybody who said the election was going to be rigged. And, you know, the Democratic shills are all over social media saying, so what if they found a few bad votes? I mean, that's not going to change the outcome. And of course, you know, we're not talking about just a few votes. We're talking about a lot of people, Republicans, who, when they went to vote, were told somebody had already voted on their behalf. And they filled out provisional ballots, but that's no good now because Newsom won by such a large margin. Those provisional ballots will never be counted. And so, yeah, the Democrats stole another one. And, you know, until we start seeing some vote riggers dangling from some trees, they're going to go on doing it. That's just the reality here, where, you know, the elections are a complete and total joke in this country, and we're not laughing. And, you know, being able to steal the elections means the Democrats can do whatever they want to us, and we can't do anything back. They'll just sit there and raise our taxes and say, well, you voted for this, and they'll put LGBTQ training in our schools and say, well, you voted for this, and they'll pull back the police departments and say, well, you voted for this. They'll take away our guns and say, well, you voted for this, and that's the big lie. Anyway, we are seeing a lot of reports coming in about election fraud. KTLA 5 in Los Angeles, which amazingly enough is an affiliate of ABC, carried the story. So did One American News Network about people who were showing up and told they couldn't vote because the computer system said somebody had already voted on their behalf. And so that's you know, happening probably all over the state. It has now come on out that the envelopes for the mail-in ballots were so thin, you could actually use your cell phone light to peek through the envelope and see whether the voter had voted yes or no on the recall, which means they could discard the yes votes to cheat that way. I mean, they're cheating six ways to Sunday on this whole thing here. And then Newsom has the gall, the unmitigated gall, to turn around and say Republicans are trying to dismantle democracy. Talk about projection onto other people of one's own sins here. The other big news story, we started talking about this yesterday, but it's really growing today. General Mark Milley was the subject of this book by Woodward, in which they tried to make Milley look like a hero for standing up to Trump and protecting the nation from nuclear war. But it basically is showing that Mark Milley, you know, was colluding with the Chinese, told them that if Trump was planning to launch a nuclear attack, that he would give a warning that he was trying to stop Trump from starting a nuclear war. And considering that Mark is a general, it's amazing he does not know about the two-man rule. Okay? Now, the president can launch a nuclear attack if we are attacked. But if it's a first strike, the president has to give the order, and it has to be confirmed by another member of National Command Authority, hence the name the two-man rule. And I don't think Trump was going to be able to find anybody to do that. It wound up, you know, he certainly didn't try here. Anyway, Tucker Carlson is calling, you know, Joint Chief of Staff Mark Milley a traitor and a criminal, and just really slammed him hard, not hard enough in my opinion. And retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, representing or speaking for a group of ex-military leaders, is saying this is an extremely dangerous precedent. You can't simply walk away from that. So everybody is disagreeing with Milley. And let's see, there's Alexander Vindman is calling on Milley to hand in his resignation. And there is no covering for what Milley did. Even the corporate media can't whitewash this one over. Over at CNN and the Washington Post, they wrote absolutely devastating articles about General Mark Milley as leader of what they describe as a military coup against President Trump. So this is real serious stuff. Now, Rand Paul is out there saying that it's clear General Milley is no longer fit to serve as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He should be removed immediately and court-martialed for committing treason against America. Now, treason is legally defined as giving aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war. And had Trump thought about attacking China, we would have been at war. And General Milley was giving aid and comfort by giving China the heads up. This is definitely treason. Even Rabobank came on in and said that, you know, his continuing presence is massively damaging image-wise for the U.S., as if our image was not already in the Al-Qaeda because of Afghanistan. And not surprisingly, the Biden White House is out there trying to support General Milley, saying the president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution, even though his actions absolutely betray his constitutional oath. Anyway, getting on over to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, he is still dealing with the aftermath of his Senate panel hearing yesterday. Tried to paint a rosy picture of the Biden administration's fatally flawed withdrawal from Afghanistan. And during a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, blasted Blinken as being delusional. And it's a denial of reality. And, you know, they're out there saying, well, we wanted to get out of Afghanistan. And nobody is arguing with that. We never should have stayed as long as we did. We probably should not have gotten in the first place. What everybody is arguing about is the manner in which it was done. It was slipshod. It was reckless. And I was seeing One American News responding to Blinken's saying, you know, we had, you know, we were given a deadline and not a plan. And they said basically the same thing that I've been reporting to you. The Trump administration had set up an office to plan for an orderly withdrawal from Afghanistan, and President Biden shut it down because it had Trump's stench about it. And so we had that flustercluck of a withdrawal, which has seen the Taliban gain some $80 billion in the latest and greatest U.S. weapons. Okay. So 20 years ago, they were out there with horses and swords, and now they've got tanks and helicopters and warplanes and stuff. Getting on over to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's still drawing a lot of flack for that dress that she wore to the Met Gala that said tax the rich. And a lot of people were saying, how did she afford a $35,000 ticket to the event on a congresswoman's salary? And it turns out that she was actually the guest of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And an ethics complaint has now been filed that this is an illegal campaign gift. So she may be in a little bit of trouble for that. Now, yesterday we were talking about Hunter Biden's laptop and how more and more people are starting to talk about that, and how the New York Times was trying to tamp the story down by saying it's completely unsubstantiated, even though contents from the laptops have been all over the net for months. Well, today they went in, and I guess they were hoping people weren't going to notice, they removed the word unsubstantiated from their piece on Hunter Biden and his laptops. Okay. The latest Quinnipiac poll shows that Biden's job approval is underwater, and a strong majority disapprove of his handling of foreign policy. Absolutely. And Joe Biden is starting to lose New York and California. There were protesters against mandatory vaccines on the Brooklyn Bridge chanting blank Joe Biden. And the same thing was happening out at Long Beach City College in California, where Joe Biden's motorcade was just booed all along the motorcade route here. Meanwhile, Democrats are starting to lose ground in Texas, as South Texas Hispanics are starting to vote GOP. So this idea of opening up the borders and flooding all these illegals in because they would be guaranteed Democratic voters, well, you blew that one. There are more and more of them are starting to think that maybe the GOP has got the inside track on actually getting this country working again. And meanwhile, along with blank Joe Biden chants at sporting events, we're starting to see more Trump 1 banners popping up at these sporting events. Americans are waking up to the fact that the 2020 election was stolen, and they're getting angry about it. We talked about this poll that came out yesterday. No less CNN did this. 75% of Americans are angry with what's going on with this government here. All righty. Getting on to the issue of election fraud, there's still a lot going on there. We're still waiting for the Maricopa County report. It's supposed to be out in the next couple of days here. And there is the Amistad Project. And according to their director, Phil Klein, they are still looking into the mysterious USPS truckloads of ballots that were driven across state lines on October 21st, just before the election. And one of their witnesses who's come forward witnessed the movement of an estimated 250,000 completed ballots being transported. And let's see, they have sworn declarations that over 300,000 ballots were at issue in Arizona, 548,000 in Michigan, 204,000 in Georgia, and over 121,000 in Pennsylvania. So they're still pushing forward on that. Meanwhile, speaking of Pennsylvania, their Senate committee is looking at subpoenas, including requests for all information, related data, and activities for the 2020 election. And they're getting ready to just crank up there. Over at Macomb County, they're starting an election audit there as well. This is starting to really gain momentum, and I don't think Newsom's little dirty tricks out in California are calming anybody down here. Now, shortly before the 20th anniversary of 9/11, Joe Biden issued an executive order to start declassifying some of the FBI files, obviously the ones about, demolition charges and Israel are not going to be among them. But interestingly enough, the FBI has released a document on 9/11 saying there is no evidence that the Saudi government was involved in 9/11. And a lot of the people who are out there trying to protect Israel keep pointing at Saudi Arabia and saying, they did it. Some of the pilots came from Saudi Arabia, you know, those ones who were still alive after 9/11 was over. One of the accused 9/11 terrorists turned out to be a pilot for the Saudi National Airlines. And the Saudi Arabian government demanded and received an apology from the United States government. But somehow the corporate media never got around to reporting that to you. All righty. Getting on to COVID-19, this article is out of Investment Watch blog, and it's really hitting a good point. The public is growing tired of COVID. We're all suffering COVID fatigue, mask fatigue, social distancing fatigue, vaccine fatigue, Biden fatigue, and all of this fear-mongering and fear porn that they're pouring out, it's having less and less of an effect. And the number of people getting vaccinated continues to trend down, even though they're wagging Delta and Mu variants at us. And Fauci's out there talking about a new super mutant that will evade all current vaccines, and you'll have to get more expensive shots here. Now, there is a new study coming out of Stanford University showing that more than half of the patients hospitalized with COVID-19 or whatever it is that they've got are developing rogue antibodies that attack their own body tissues. So they're getting an autoimmune response here. Now, Stanford did not say if these COVID patients were vaccinated or not. And autoimmune illnesses are a common adverse side effect of vaccines. Over in Japan, you know, they recently had a problem with some of the Moderna vaccines being contaminated with metallic particles, with dark particles. And now they have discovered white-colored floating substances in vials of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. And contaminants were first reported by Kamakura City in Kanagawa Prefecture. On Tuesday, yesterday, two more cities, Sagamihara and Sakai City in Osaka, reported contaminated vials as well. And Japan is asking Pfizer for an analysis. Frankly, I think they'd be better off going to their own universities and seeing if, you know, there could be some spontaneous recombination of ingredients in these vaccines. It's thought that's one of the reasons why the combined MMR vaccine proved to be so harmful when the individual measles, mumps, and rubella shots were relatively risk-free. Over in Israel, despite getting a third dose of the vaccine, 14 Israelis have come down with COVID. And there is an inescapable logical conclusion there that nobody wants to talk about here. All righty. Pfizer is out there pushing for an approval for giving the COVID vaccine to six-month-old babies. They're going to do this in November, even though a lot of organizations and doctors are saying there's no need to give the vaccine to anybody under the age of 12 because they just don't get COVID. But, you know, it's all about the money here. Meanwhile, heart inflammation in teenagers is exploding across the United States because of these experimental gene therapies. And the latest example comes from a U.S. student athlete named Ron Stallings, who took to Instagram on Saturday from his hospital bed to warn users about the potential risks associated with the COVID shot. And he said, "I'm in the hospital right now with heart complications from the COVID-19 vaccine. I want to inform as many people as I can about the risks from taking the vaccine. I wish somebody would have told me." And, you know, he's not only young, he's a student, he's an athlete, he's in excellent health, and he's got this problem. Now, I have a friend here in town, one of the merchants we do business with. He wanted to hire some extra help, and the extra help just got his second shot, and he is laid up. His entire arm is paralyzed. He's running a very high fever, and the shot has just made him horribly, horribly ill. Over in Idaho, Dr. Ryan Cole, who is a board-certified pathologist and diagnostics lab owner and operator, basically has come on out saying that there is a 20 times increase in cancer among those who get the COVID vaccine. We'll be right back after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here, and this is the part of the program where I get down on my knees and piteously beg you for your ongoing support for Republic Broadcasting Network during these very dark and dismal times. And once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And remember, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include a return address, and if it's the t-shirt you want, we need your t-shirt size. The network thanks you. All right, we're talking about COVID, we're talking about the vaccines, and according to data coming out of the World Health Organization, one of the side effects of the COVID vaccine is baldness, and nearly 1,700 people have reportedly lost their hair after getting vaccinated for COVID-19, and so, yeah, this is a real problem. One young Japanese woman tracked her vaccine-induced hair loss on social media. The girl who goes by the handle of Aya Papipai showed photos of her bald head, which looks like it was taken in a conventional cancer ward. So, anyway, over in Singapore, they have reached 81% vaccination rate. They are seeing a chronic illness explosion. They have responded by saying officially, life has not improved by as much as we had hoped. That's putting it politely here. Up in Michigan, a little bit of good news. The Michigan healthcare system is saying workers who have natural immunity, meaning they got the disease and recovered, do not need a vaccine. Okay? And, Dr. Fauci was asked, you know, why do people who've had COVID and have natural immunity need the vaccination? And he said, I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. So he's ducking the issue. Over at the CDC, they're now claiming the biggest public health threat now are the fully vaccinated people. And they're saying vaccinated people are now super spreaders, polluting society with COVID-19 variants. Well, gee, I thought those vaccines were supposed to prevent us from passing that illness on. So, yeah, okay. Not very good. Well, it's not even really a vaccine. It's an experimental gene therapy here. Dr. Anthony Fauci told journalists on Sunday that there will be many, many more mandates for the COVID-19 shots as part of the drive to push uptake of the jabs. And he was actually talking with an LGBT press group. And was out there saying the vaccines really do work, even against the Delta variant, and, encourage people to take the jabs. I wonder how much stock he owns in the vaccine companies. I mean, that's, I think, a legitimate question here. Now, as you're already aware, Joe Biden put on his crown and came on out and said everyone will get the vaccine shot, except Congress and the judges and the White House staff and, you know, favored people like that who know better. But the Congressional Research Service is saying that Biden's OSHA mandate may not even be legal. And so somebody is going to have to go to court to basically say this is definitely not legal. And it's, you know, Biden is clearly abusing the concept of the executive order, because what it's really supposed to be about is, you know, conveying instructions to the executive branch. In fact, the reason they said Congress doesn't have to comply is Congress is not part of the executive branch. Well, for the record, neither am I. So, anyway, the CDC is now admitting if you have natural immunity, you do not need the vaccine. Now, this next story is all over the internet and social media, and it has to do with Lieutenant Colonel Paul Douglas Haig, who submitted his resignation rather than take the mandated vaccine. And he called it a Marxist takeover of the military. He's refused the vaccine. He has been in the military for 19 years. He was 1 year away from retirement and a pension, and he gave all of that up to resign on a matter of principle. So, I mean, there's a real man of conviction there. And I'm sorry he lost his pension, but I certainly admire and applaud what he did. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Corporations, Wall Street, and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about COVID, and we know that Anthony Fauci has been pushing for banning unvaccinated people from airline flights. And now they're talking about requiring vaccination proof or a negative COVID test for travel inside the United States, just to go from state to state. And the authority in power has really gone to his head. He's turned into a megalomaniac, in my opinion, here. Meanwhile, over in the United Kingdom, the publication The Guardian is trying to bolster Fauci's image. And I think they kind of did a faceplant because they described him as the sexiest man alive on Monday. And I don't think so. According to my wife, I'm sexier than Fauci by small margin. Anyway, Arizona has become the first state to sue the Biden administration over the vaccine mandate. And they're suing on the basis that it is unfair because illegal immigrants are not required to get the shots. And those illegal immigrants, they're bringing all kinds of diseases into this country. It's not just a border crisis. It's a health crisis. COVID, scabies, one case of the plague so far. All kinds of things. These are not healthy people coming across that border. And Tucker Carlson is out there. He's starting to sound like a revolutionary. And he's saying there will be no limits to the globalist tyranny unless Americans rise up and fight back. And he said, unless Americans rise up now, it's just going to get worse here. In a moment of centralized tech surveillance combined with mass social conformity, and that's exactly the country we're living in right now, there aren't many limits to where it could go. If they can force you to take a vaccine you don't need, what can they do? Pretty much anything here. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, still trying to find other ways to push the vaccine shot, met today with business leaders, including chief executives of Walt Disney Corporation, Microsoft, and Walgreens Boots Alliance Incorporated, to basically get them to produce materials to encourage people to get the vaccines, even though opinion polls have shown a majority of Americans, he's out there trying to get Mickey Mouse to, pose with a syringe or something like that. Over in India, they're doing something very cool. They're making COVID kits with ivermectin, and they're available to everybody. They're being sold online. I posted a link to the page. They're only $2.65 American, U.S. dollars, per person. And they call it the Zivardo kit, It contains zinc acetate, doxycycline, and ivermectin. And, they're saying in just, follow the advice of your doctor for dosages. Obviously, in this country, the doctors can't tell you to take ivermectin or they risk losing their medical licenses here. In non-COVID medical news here, three Monroe Public School teachers have been awarded $185 million in damages after a King County Superior Court judge found the chemical company Monsanto was responsible for health issues caused by exposure to toxic chemicals in fluorescent lights. The teachers who worked at the Sky Valley Education Center in Monroe said they suffered brain damage from exposure to polychlorinated biphenyls, also called PCBs, in the fluorescent light fixtures. And it's amazing how corporations just go ahead and use dangerous chemicals because they're less expensive and the profits go up. Getting on to the international news, how there's been a bit of a power struggle within the Taliban in Afghanistan. Two of the moderates are now missing, and nobody knows what's happening to them. The country is dealing with the aftermath of the U.S. withdrawal. They're looking at mass hunger and an economic collapse. And Joe Biden to the rescue. The United States has pledged close to $64 million in additional humanitarian assistance for Afghanistan. And this is an official government release. Funding from the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, and you know about them, and the Department of State will flow through independent organizations such as the United Nations agencies and NGOs and provide life-saving support directly to Afghanistan's. can you say ransom? I knew you could. And, a lot of people are talking about, oh, my goodness, $2.3 trillion, the cost of Afghanistan. That's not all. The cost is actually going to be much higher, because that number does not include the 65,000 refugees Joe Biden has pledged to take in this year alone from Afghanistan, and it costs taxpayers anywhere from $60,000 to $133,000 to resettle one refugee in the U.S. over the course of a lifetime, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. Now, getting a back-of-the-envelope calculation, that means it will cost Americans anywhere from $3.9 billion to $8.6 billion to relocate, feed, and house this year's quota of Afghan refugees. So we're still paying the price for Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the Taliban is urging the United States to have a heart and step up and pledge even more humanitarian aid to Afghanistan, as well as freezing sanctioned assets. And again, with all those Americans who've been left behind, you know, Biden really doesn't have a choice here. He's kind of between a rock and a hard place here. Over in Great Britain, there's been a major, major shakeup in Boris Johnson's inner circle. He reshuffled his top team. Dominic Raab is demoted from Foreign Secretary to Justice and replaced by Liz Truss. And apparently he threw a hissy fit. He's been made Deputy PM after throwing a hissy fit. Gavin Williamson, Robert Jenrick, and Robert Buckland have been given the sack. So major, major turmoil there. Now, Joe Biden is getting ready to announce tonight a three-way pact on intelligence sharing with the United Kingdom and Australia. Now, this is over and above the Echelon Five Eyes system that is already in place. And he's saying the three-way deal will enable the nations to share information and know-how in key technological areas like artificial intelligence, cyber, underwater systems, and long-range strike capabilities. There will be an additional component to the agreement, which will include the sharing of nuclear defense infrastructure. So everybody's picking up sides here. Over in Ukraine, they're expecting their next IMF tranche of $750 million this coming December, according to their prime minister. And the Prime Minister Denis Shmigal said that Ukraine had fulfilled all of the IMF's conditions under the current assistance program. And so they're expecting the money to be forthcoming. And New York Times is out there still fear-mongering about, you know, the Iran nuclear deal. It's going to collapse. It's going to collapse. It's going to be a disaster. But pointedly, they are not reporting on Israel's lobbying and pressuring to keep the deal from happening. And, you know, the Times is out there with headlines, Iran nears an atomic milestone. And they're out there repeating that lie. Iran has come within roughly a month of having enough material to fuel a single nuclear weapon. Well, no, they aren't. You know, we've been hearing all this talk about Iran is weeks away from a nuclear weapon for 30 years now, and it hasn't happened. And let's be very honest. Let's say Iran got one nuclear weapon. What are they going to do with it? Put it in the museum, you know, march it down the street in a parade and say, look how butch we are? They're not going to use it on Israel because Israel has hundreds of nuclear warheads. They're not going to use it on the United States because the United States has thousands of nuclear warheads. It's not a big deal. And in any event, there is no evidence Iran is pursuing a nuclear weapon. It's the same thing when they said Iraq had nuclear weapons. It's a lie to start a war. Or when they said there were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin or a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Wars are started with lies to you by our government to get you all riled up and not thinking very clearly and just, I want to go get, you know, whatever it is that we're being told to get this time here. Meanwhile, getting on back to the talks in Vienna, Iran has replaced their veteran nuclear negotiator with a more hardline negotiator, because the Vienna talks are now in doubt, and Iran has decided it's time to sort of up the game a little bit. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett announced yesterday that he sees no reason to meet with Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas, despite a number of high-level contacts between Israel's new government and the Palestinian Authority. Naftali Bennett said a Palestinian state is a terrible mistake, and I don't see the logic in meeting him. Meanwhile, in Israel, things continue pretty much as they have all along. Yesterday, Israeli occupation forces attacked a Palestinian primary school with tear gas canisters. And the Red Cross said that over 30 Palestinian students in an elementary school in the Tayasir village suffocated as Israeli forces fired tear gas canisters during a raid of the village. And man, you got to be a real manly man to tear gas a kid. Okay. China has lodged a formal protest with the United States over a possible renaming of the Taiwan Diplomatic Office. And it's currently called the Taipei Economic and Cultural Representative Office, and the U.S. wants to rename it to the Taiwan Representative Office. And China is basically saying this is another indication that the U.S. wants to treat Taiwan as a separate company, a separate country, rather. Meanwhile, President Xi Jinping has snubbed President Biden's request for an in-person summit that was supposed to smooth over relations soured by U.S. incursions into Chinese waters, Taiwan, and various other issues like that. Okay, both North and South Korea have test-fired ballistic missiles yesterday. This ratcheted up tensions, and Pyongyang fired the first missiles on Wednesday, sending two into waters off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula 5 minutes apart. Seoul followed that test less than 3 hours later, firing a new submarine-launched ballistic missile from the submerged 3,700-ton submarine ROKS Dosan on Changho. And the missile hit its target accurately without giving any more details. And South Korean President Moon Jae-in was present for the test. Meanwhile, here in the United States, specifically in Missouri, a B-2 stealth bomber had an emergency landing at Whitman Air Base, and there aren't a lot of details. There were no injuries. There was no fire. They did declare an exclusion zone and a no-fly zone over the aircraft, but I imagine they broke something, and the defense contractor is going to say, "Oh, going to cost you $12 million to fix that," and that's just the labor. Meanwhile, Russia just had this recent Zapad 2021 exercises, which included things, a lot of people, the world's largest hovercraft, and apparently they were also testing this cutting-edge robot armored fighting vehicles, and they put them on display, and they released the video of the robots being battle-tested in the exercise, and these Russian fighting robots can fire anti-armor missiles, and they have mounted flamethrowers. And so, yeah, we're getting more to battle bots closer and closer. The United States has a similar system, by the way. And I'm sure we'd all be happy if the robots did the actual fighting and our kids got to live their lives in peace. But somebody has to pay for all those robots. And if you want to know who that is, just look in the mirror. Getting into the economy, Evergrande is in serious trouble. They're saying the collapse is coming. The firm just entered technical default. And by itself, Evergrande is likely to default on more debt in value than the entirety of all assets that imploded during the U.S. subprime crisis. And you want to talk about inconvenient timing, because today is the 13th anniversary of the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy. And at this point, Evergrande cannot even make the interest payments on their debt. So they're in trouble, and it will have repercussions for China. It'll have ripples all over the world here. Now, on the upside, China is getting it good with the Taliban, and they are eyeing the Mes Ainak copper deposit, one of the largest untapped high-grade projects in the world. It's estimated to hold 240 million tons of 2.3% grade copper ore. This is according to the United States Geological Survey, and China is exploring ways to begin mining copper at this mine, and I imagine the Taliban will welcome the business. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials and good break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here, and there's a story breaking on One American News Network. Now, yesterday, The Federal Election Commission ruled that Twitter was not in violation of election law by suppressing the story of Hunter Biden's laptop. If you will recall when that all happened, Twitter was basically blocking retweets. They were blocking forwarding. They were actually shutting accounts down on it. And the FEC said it was a purely commercial decision and not political, and that led to the New York Times article saying that the story was unsubstantiated, which now the New York Times has retracted the word unsubstantiated. Apparently, the Republican National Committee is filing a lawsuit with the FEC challenging that decision that Twitter did not act out of a political motive. So sick 'em, go get 'em. Yes, absolutely. Getting on back to the economic news now. Everyone's worried about inflation. They're looking at the inflation numbers. But the true inflation rate right now is about 13% if you use the Bureau for Labor Statistics' original calculation method. Now, they changed this method in 1980 to deliberately downplay inflation risks and manipulate public opinion. Helped set the stage for the 2008 crash. So once again, they're cooking the books. They're lying to you. And I would hope you would be just sick and tired of being lied to right now. Okay. I do want to mention, just in case we run out of time before I get to that, tonight is the launch of the SpaceX Inspiration 4 mission. These are four civilian, meaning non-military astronauts who are going to go into orbit for 3 days, and we all wish them a lot of luck. We really do. Getting on back to the economic news, the Spanish government has announced temporary tax cuts to relieve consumers after record power prices. And yeah, that's definitely going to help here. And a story coming on out of newsbusters.org, the corporate media, ABC, NBC, CBS, in their morning news shows, they are ignoring the fact that meat prices are skyrocketing right now. And, beef prices have surged 12.2% over the last year. And the data shows that beef is now one of the costliest items in the surging bills that consumers face today at the grocery store. But that corporate media, they want to, keep Biden looking good. It's getting more difficult every single day. And so they're not reporting what you need to know. We are Republic Broadcasting. We're telling you what you need to know. And something else that the corporate media is kind of sitting on and not talking about. There is a food and supply chain crisis, and a lot of people in a lot of states are starting to take videos in their local stores showing the empty shelves and posting them on social media. We're seeing it at our local Walmart. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.